Hello, Aquarius, Sun, Moon, and Rising. Welcome to Aquarius Astrology Studio for 2021. It is good to be here with you. Thank you for enduring this reading just a little bit late, as I'm still getting caught back up after all of the escapades of late 2020, and getting a handle on things. The theme of this reading, I can't quite get it to sound as cool as a song title, but the theme of this reading is one of the most important underlying themes of Aquarius, which is patterns, and then an important elaboration on patterns, which is the topic of pattern recognition. Because what good is one without the other? Without pattern recognition, we are just going to be stuck in patterns. Early in my astrological work, two different teachers, both named David, spoke to me about the age of Aquarius, which was a bigger topic in the 1990s than it has been since, and it keeps seeming to fade away as a topic, which it may not be a bad idea, because all of the understandings that we had about it were basically false, and were based on either the Woodstock Festival being an Aquarian exposition, and the musical Hair, and the Fifth Dimension song, This is the Dawning of the Age of Aquarius stuff. And none of those have any relevance to the actual truth of the age of Aquarius or the sign Aquarius. It's not that Aquarians cannot be very sweet and humane people, but if you are, and I assume you are, that's not coming from any quality of the sign Aquarius itself. It's coming from something deeper than astrology, or can be seen somewhere else in the astrology. And what we have seen, particularly over the last, I think that we got, a series of waves of this stuff all through the 90s into the middle 2000s when the iPhone came out, and then whatever the next wave of digital technology, which is essentially some version of the Internet of Things, and then artificial and enhanced reality, AER, and transhumanism, which is the merging of humans with computers, a topic I wish I did not have to think about, but I do. And with each major planetary transit through Aquarius, starting first with Uranus through Aquarius that began in the mid 90s, then Neptune through Aquarius, which began in the late 90s, and then Chiron passed through, and then there was a long lull, and that long lull, about 8-9 years, ended with the ingress of Saturn into Aquarius in the spring of 2020. Each one of these transits has come with a new wave, not just of digital technology, but of society becoming entrenched in digital astrology to the point where, one, it loses consciousness of this fact, and two, there would seem to be no turning back. And people have stopped commenting on the influences of digital, even though I believe most of those insights were misguided. At least there was some attempt to, raise the subject matter. And this reveals an important underlying objective matter about Aquarius, which is that it is largely the sign associated with energy patterns. The glyph is the two wavy lines are those light waves, radio waves, air waves, water waves. What are they? They're just waves. Aquarius is something of an enigmatic sign, and it is the sign of the water bearer, but it is an air sign. The water bearer is usually depicted holding an urn of water or a ruler to measure the depth of the Nile River. But in terms of the energy pattern situation, each time there is a series of or powerful individual transit through Aquarius, some new phase of now primarily technological patterns are encrypted, and this is into reality, and this is the one of the most I'm using the word objective because it's not qualitative. I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I'm saying that it just is. And as I've been documenting in other other writing, which we can include, one piece in particular, the connection between Aries and Aquarius is quite important right now. And this brings up the second major theme of Aquarius, which is the relationship of the individual and the group, and as a result of that, the necessity for people to, well, the quality of individuation or self-actualization, self-realization, there are a number of different terms for this, and the way that the self-actualized person relates to the group as opposed to the way that the non-self-actualized person relates to the group.